We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It feels amazing to be back out there. You know, it's been a long road to be back on the field. A lot of hard work, a lot of time and effort put in by myself and guys in the training room working with me, rehabbing me, getting me right. So there's been a lot of help along the way, but it's been a lot of work to get back and put a helmet back on and step on the grass again. So just telling the guys, you know, I can remember sitting in the cafeteria looking through the glass like a little kid that's not allowed to go outside and play, you know. So I just feel blessed to be able to go out and compete and play and do what I love. No, you know, I think obviously how things ended up, it's like, you know, dang it, do we miss something? Yeah, but
without playing the result,
going back to the process we went through after I first got injured, you know, got multiple opinions, everyone's opinion lined up on the plan of action, and we followed that plan precisely, and you know, everyone was in conclusion on what the answer should be. So going back, I'd do it the same way. Obviously didn't work out the way I wanted to. I wish maybe someone else, a doctor, would have given me a different opinion that might have changed that, but you know, we sought out the best doctors we could find, and everyone was in agreement, and the knee was stable. So, you know, just unfortunate the way it turned out.
All right, that was Ryan Tannehill talking to the media for like the first time in like 7.5 years.
I like the quote, back from the dead, Ryan.
Yeah. Hey, Armando Salguero from the Miami Herald joins us this morning. Armando, how you doing?
Que pasa, Joe?
Hey, Armando.
Oh, I threw Spanish at you.
You confused him. Totally confused him, Armando. I got you, though. Totally confused.
Hey, you are too much. Hey, Armando, I wanted to ask you your thoughts on yesterday and Ryan Tannehill. How did he look for the first day out there?
Right. So it was good. It was better than Jay Cutler. let's go there, okay? The fact that Ryan Tannehill was out the last year is amazing to me in that he became more popular. The coaches love him more now. The fans appreciate him more. And the veterans who were on the team before, who are on the team now, I think appreciate him more. And the amazing thing about that is he didn't take a snap. So
right.
That tells you something about his value and worth to the team, Joe. It tells you that you really don't know what you have until you don't have it. And Ryan is an NFL starting caliber quarterback. And for the last, I would say, season, they had a guy that shouldn't have been in the NFL. And, again, now isn't in the NFL.
Armando, all I read yesterday was the leadership thing with Ryan Tannehill. Over the last year, even though he wasn't on the field like we all knew, he was there and he was in meetings and doing this. And even some of the vets that just came onto the team said he's kind of leading the locker room and leading the huddles. Is this the case with Ryan? Has he turned turned into a leader all of a sudden?
So you remember a couple of years ago, Zach, the Dolphins had a cornerback who was very good. His name was Brent Grimes.
Yes.
And he had a wife who was not very good.
Correct.
And she made her reputation on criticizing Ryan Tannehill and ripping Ryan Tannehill on social media. And one of the criticisms was that nobody respects him in the locker room and that, you know, he's not a leader and that they, meaning the Grimeses, knew that they were in trouble the minute they saw the quarterback. Well, guess what? The crazy woman's, rants were all wrong because Ryan Tannehill is an undercover guy and has been an undercover leader for years in this locker room, and especially under Adam Gase. The problem was not early on in Ryan Tannehill. It was in the fact that he was never given the chance or given the reins, let's put it that way, to be a leader. Remember, he was not allowed to change the calls at the line of scrimmage under Bill Lazor's offense. Joe Philbin wanted to draft somebody else.
Yes. I remember those.
Yeah. So that trickles down to you're getting kneecapped. Of course, you're going to dial back. But if you get empowered, you're going to be, you know, you're going to blossom. And I think that's what's happened with Ryan Tannehill in respect to leadership.
Armando, is he doing everything right now? Is he a complete go out there?
He said yesterday he has been cleared for all football activities. So he is free and clear to play football.
Let me ask you another one. Receiver-wise, I did talk to Kenny Stills. I know how excited he is to have his quarterback back there again. Who do you think has a breakout season of that group that has a chance to really improve their numbers? Who would it be in that receiving core?
Right. So from one practice that we got to see, Joe, you know it's only one practice, obviously. But I saw Ryan Tannehill and Danny Amendola really locked in already throughout that practice. And oftentimes, I don't know if the reeds were carrying him there or what, but he was very partial to Amendola. So, Jarvis Landry caught over 100 balls last year. I wouldn't be surprised if Amendola catches 80, 85 balls this year.
Wow.
I will stick with the wide receiver core for a second. Devontae Parker, what are we expecting from him this year? Or are expectations just high every year and we always get disappointed?
Well, the latter has been true the last 3 years. That's for sure. In that the guy doesn't or has not proven that he can play when he's injured. It's not a courage thing. It's not a, I don't think it's a mental thing. I think it's just the fact that some guys are built a certain way, and when they are hurt, they can, kind of plow through. Devontae, when he's hurt, even when they're minor, hamstring, soft tissue injuries, they seem to weigh on him more. And what I hear about Devontae from everyone other than Devontae is if we can keep him healthy, he's going to have a great year. The problem with that is in the NFL, by November,
right,
nobody is healthy.
That's
everybody is hurting. Everybody has aches and pains and nicks and scrapes and bruises and is, feeling something. So if the football player who plays the violent sport can't play with pain, he's not going to be a very good football player. He's got to learn or we're going to be on this same treadmill for a very long time.
Armando, how long is it going to take Gesicki to catch up with what they and how they want to use him in this offense?
Yeah, that's a good question because the Dolphins' tight end position has been kind of a hollow, non-participant almost the last few years.
Kinda.
So all of the rookies, Joe, they're starting well back in the depth chart.
Yep.
As you know, they're not going to be at all given any sort of entitlement. It's up to him. I mean, he went to Penn State, right? I assume that he's not a big dummy. I assume that the Dolphins tested him before they drafted him in the second round. So I would say that you got to give him a game, maybe two in the preseason. But if he's not the starter by the third preseason game, something's wrong.
Yeah. Let me ask you a follow-up to that. What would be your expectations without being crazy for his first year if he picks everything up? Like, I agree he's going to. For the way they want to use them, what kind of numbers could be realistic in Adam Gase offense?
Yeah, I'm not worried about number of catches necessarily, but look, what I tell all my people that read me and anybody that talks to me is tight ends were made to catch touchdown passes in the red zone. That's what they do. That's what they must do. Obviously Rob Gronkowski is almost the number one option for the New England Patriots. He's the exception. We don't need Mike Gesicki to be the number one option, but when they get in the red zone and the field shrinks, the guy who is 6'6" should be a hard matchup against a linebacker or a safety. He should win. He should catch touchdown passes. So I'm thinking if he catches 6 touchdown passes this year as a rookie, they've done a good job.
I got him on that number too.
That's right.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, 6 touchdowns for the first year. How do we feel about this offensive line? And they haven't put pads on. Just in the names that are out there. How do you feel?
So my thinking on the offensive line is it's a good offensive line today. It's a good offensive line going into mini camp. It's going to be a good offensive line going into training camp. It's probably going to be a good offensive line going into the season if things go according to plan. And it's not just good because of the starters, but because of the depth. You've got people at all the positions, basically, who have been starters in the NFL playing as backups for the Dolphins. Having said that, the trick is not to have a good offensive line in September. The trick is to have a good, healthy offensive line in November and December. And that's where it gets a little tricky because you look at all of those guys. Juwan Howard has finished a couple of years on injured reserve. Josh Sitton, God bless him, he is a mountain of a man, but he's 32, 33 years old. And that's the wrong side of 30. Daniel Kilgore, the Dolphins got older at center. People don't realize that when they traded away Mike Pouncey. And Mike Pouncey, I realize, also was a injury problem or an injury concern, risk. But Dan Kilgore is older than Mike Pouncey. So we'll see. If they hold up, they're going to be pretty good and maybe better than any Dolphins offensive line in a decade and a half. But the problem is you're counting on guys that have either age or injury histories to stay healthy, and that's going to be interesting.
All right, Armando, a hot topic obviously yesterday, and it's going to be today with all the players now hearing what happened with the NFL yesterday and the president this morning, the national anthem and the kneeling and staying in the locker room. Don't kneel when you get on the field. Your thoughts on that, and what are we going to expect to hear from these players around the entire league today and some of the coaches?
Well, I don't know what you're going to hear from the players and the coaches. Obviously, already the NFLPA, the union for the players, has chimed in. They think it's patriotic to kneel for the national anthem. I think that's ridiculous. Look, I wasn't born in this country. I came to this country because I was born under a communist flag, okay? And we don't get choices in communist countries. We don't get, elections. And we're told what to do and not given the choice of what to do. I don't think it's a whole lot to ask to appreciate in this country that you have choices, that you have people that are on the streets wearing uniforms trying to keep you safe generally, and you have people in uniform abroad trying to keep you safe. 45 seconds of respect of that, I have no problem with. If you want to demonstrate, and if you want to demonstrate specifically, I guess what those players are definitely demonstrating against is rogue cops or whatever, bro, Tuesday you're off, go to a police station, stand outside and demonstrate there. But in the stadium where somebody else paid to see you play football, not demonstrate, stand up.
Yeah.
Okay? The flag hasn't done anything against you, and the national anthem certainly hasn't done anything against you.
Armando, do you think, just a follow-up, besides the things you just brought up, do you think the commissioner and the league could have got out in front of this earlier, like so many? I don't know, maybe you're a Roger Goodell fan. I don't happen to be one, but what do you think about the way the league handled it?
No, I'm not the Roger Goodell fan. I think there's one of them in the country. look, they're trying to split the baby here, Joe, and obviously, no, they didn't get out in front of it. Obviously, they were shocked and surprised when the president turned what they believed was a social justice demonstration into a question of patriotism.
Correct.
And you know, an honor. And they were really shocked when a lot of people agreed. So now they're trying to put the farm animal back in the barn. And unfortunately, you know, I've got to say this about the players. They have a right to do whatever they're doing. They have that right. And they have significant and serious concerns. The question is not that. The question is, how do you voice those concerns? Yeah. Where do you voice those concerns? I know that at QAM, Joe Rose can't decide that he's coming on the air given to him by QAM for listeners who expect to hear a sports radio show, and they get a political rant on social justice every morning.
Yeah.
I know that on the pages of the Miami Herald, where the Herald gives me the space, I cannot decide that I'm going to go off on my political rant based on, you know, the privilege that I was given to write sports and to report on the Miami Dolphins. People are paying you to do a certain duty at work. They don't come to your place of business. They don't come to your venue to watch you or listen to you preach, you know, about social justice or injustice.
Armando, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming on here. It'll be an interesting day out there to OTA. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
All right, Joe. My pleasure.
All right, Armando Salguero from the Miami Herald.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.